It's cold in bed. What time is it? I have to look at my watch. It's approaching 1 a.m. I've got to get up at 7. So that could well be 6 hours of delicious sleep if I wasn't talking into my spoffle attached to my phone in this Swiss hotel. I'm in Montreux. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm on Lake Geneva. I know that because even though I arrived in the dark after a crazy day of a cancelled flight and a 4-hour delay whilst waiting for another one and a mad dash with 10 bottles of wine assisting a fellow passenger and speaker into this vicinity, we arrived in the dark and checked into the Hotel Europa. You couldn't get higher and further away in the hotel. I have the last room, the very top number, which is pretty cool. I don't think that's ever happened before. And I am literally in the sticky out top corner of the hotel. And as I got to the room, which is a kind of small corridor leading to the room, little bathroom and the normal amenities you'll find in a hotel room, I have a balcony at the end. A triangular balcony, and as I stood on the balcony, I could see the lake spreading out before me, lit by a crescent moon reflecting beautifully, and then the street stretching out away from me up towards the mountains on the right. It looked beautiful at night. I can only imagine what it's going to look like in the morning, and I imagine I will be woken by the morning because I can see the night lights of the streets below coming through, even though I'm on the 15th, 20, whatever floor, I don't know what it is, coming through the thin curtains now. So I imagine daylight will not have a problem. It's been a crazy week of Stockholm bouncing to Austria, and now I'm in Switzerland for the digital wine communicators conference, and I made it very briefly for the last couple of hours to the bring your own bottle tasting night. A lot of people being very sensible and supping and spitting and supping and spitting, and other folk like myself who were going from what was that noise? It sounded like a body hitting the deck next door. Going from wine to recommended wine, with people saying, oh, try this before it's gone, and just not being even the tiniest bit disappointed, quite astounded at the quality of wines. And I'm not as easy to please as I used to be, I guess. The more I learn about what I like, and I couldn't put that down on paper, what it is I like. I haven't got to that level of wine knowledge where I can tell you. I don't know, it's hard for me to kind of say, oh, I really like the new oak in this mixed with the, because my flavours and my taste buds are going to be completely different to your flavours and taste buds. And I know we need a common language, but tonight for me it was about getting here, sampling and feeling the sensations of some great wine, listening to the stories, both from the people producing the wines, the stories from the wines, and the stories from the people connected to this event itself, and just enjoying that. I didn't need anything else, any of this stuff. You've got to bolt to it all in order to hopefully find your space in the market. So really, really good for the brief introduction to the conference. And I walked back alone to the hotel. Nobody else seemed to be heading back this way. I know there's another hotel. Maybe a lot of people are staying over there. And it's good to get here and settled in anticipation for tomorrow. And I should probably stop waffling, because I do have valuable sleep to endure on it. So I've got to talk at 8:45 a.m., which is 7:45 in my head. I can't believe I'm talking that early. Doing a workshop on interview techniques, the finer points of interviewing on the fly. I think it's called From Source to Story. The fact I'm struggling with these words leads me to believe either A, I'm very tired, or B, those wines I quaffed tonight went straight to my head. I'm thinking it might be the latter. And then I'm doing a talk more on network stories in the afternoon. So, enough said. I'm in a beautiful hotel in beautiful Switzerland with a potentially beautiful view, which is even beautiful at night, so it's probably going to be even more beautiful in the day, surrounded by wonderful people. I didn't call them beautiful because I don't know them all. Who really appreciate wine and the stories and connections that it makes. I've said, good night. If you listen to this, well done. All of it. Even this bit. And this bit's a bonus. Good night.